Lower Bound on the Cosmological Constant from the Classicality of the Early Universe, by Niyayish Afshorty et al. We use the quantum unimodular theory of gravity to relate the value of the cosmological constant, lambda, and the energy scale for the emergence of cosmological classicality. The fact that lambda and unimodular time are complementary quantum variables implies a perennially quantum universe should lambda be zero, or, indeed, fixed at any value. Likewise, the smallness of lambda puts an upper bound on its uncertainty, and so a lower bound on the unimodular clock's uncertainty or the cosmic time for the emergence of classicality. Far from being the Planck scale, classicality arises at around 7×10^11 GeV for the observed lambda, and taking the region of classicality to be our Hubble volume. We confirm this argument with a direct evaluation of the wavefunction of the universe in the connection representation for unimodular theory. Our argument is robust, with the only leeway being in the comoving volume of our cosmological classical patch, which should be bigger than that of the observed last scattering surface. Should it be taken to be the whole of a closed universe, then the constraint depends weakly on omega k, for omega k 4×10^12 GeV. If it is infinite, then this energy scale is infinite, and the universe is always classical within the mini-superspace approximation. It is a remarkable coincidence that the only way to render the universe classical just below the Planck scale is to define the size of the classical patch as the scale of nonlinearity for a red spectrum with the observed spectral index ns equals 0.967, 4, about 10^11 times the size of the current Hubble volume. In the context of holographic cosmology, we may interpret this size as the scale of confinement in the dual 3D quantum field theory, which may be probed, directly or indirectly, with future cosmological surveys. This was Lower Bound on the Cosmological Constant from the Classicality of the Early Universe, by Niyayish Afshorty et al.